bread I learned from POTUS. The 27th of January 2023. My name is Ray and this is Jew episode number 2. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
This article discusses the history, customs, and importance of the French baguette. It also explains that not all French baguettes are created equal and that gluten-free products are not readily available in French supermarkets. Dash. Everything I learned about French bread I learned from POTUS is an informative article that showcases 18 baguette facts worth knowing. The article covers many important points such as the origins of the traditional French baguette, how to find a proper interlocked baguette, and even several myths about French bread that have been spread over time. It dives deep into the national history of France and how bread has been used in many important events, from apéro gatherings to royal dinners. Everything I learned about French bread I learned from POTUS explains that the best place to buy a baguette is a boulangerie bakery. Traditional bakeries are the oldest and most traditional places to find freshly made bread. From Paris to Provence, buying a baguette in France is a must-do experience. Everything you need to know about buying and consuming French bread can be found here, so please don't miss this amazing resource. The most iconic and highly coveted culinary symbol of France is the Baguette de Paris, otherwise known as the La Meilleure Baguette. It's no surprise that French bakers take great pride in making this delicious treat, and every year they compete for the most prestigious awards. This competition, which takes place on an annual basis, is subject to a strict judging process. The best baker will be awarded with the title of Best Baguette in all of France, a highly sought-after honor. I learned about French bread from POTUS, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. French bread is a light and fluffy bread that is usually eaten as a baguette or taken to create French toast. It has been developed by bakers in France for hundreds of years, and it is even popular in New Orleans where I live. My unsophisticated palate was delighted when I tasted the combination of French bread with ice cream. A coincidence, really. The methods used to make French bread have remained the same since the 1960s, and one thing remains certain. It tastes great no matter how you serve it. Bread made in France has been a staple of the French diets for centuries. Most French people prefer to eat fresh, homemade bread over store-bought versions. Over time, the diets of French homes have changed, but bread remains at the forefront. With the introduction of sugar and other exotic foods in the late 19th century, bread just became another food item that was consumed. Today, 92% of French people eat baguettes ordinaires de tradition at least once per week. This makes it the most common bread eaten in France, as the vast majority of the French population eat it at most meals. The fact that baguettes remain so popular even after centuries of their production is a testament to their popularity. Baguettes are made fresh in French boulangeries every day, and due to the prevalence of sourdough bread in many other countries, they are often eaten with sourdough bread daily. This is a source of national pride for France, as epidemiological evidence suggests that billions of people eat baguettes today. This number has not changed much over time, and it remains one of the main symbols of French culture and cuisine. Everything I learned about French bread I learned from POTUS. French bread has been around since the Middle Ages and has been a staple of French cuisine for centuries. It is made in many French boulangeries, where the dough is created into a thin baguette, which is then baked in large ovens. The baguette is credited to be the invention of the Napoleon Bonaparte, who was looking for something that would satisfy his soldiers' hunger while they were on their march. The name of the baguette comes from the stories that credit Napoleon with ordering his men to carry knives so they could stop at any bakery and cut up a loaf of fresh bread for themselves. Everything I learned about French bread I learned from POTUS. A study conducted by two French bakers. They visited 54 boulangeries and asked each of the 54 French people the same question: what is your favorite baguette? Most of them said they chose it based on the baking intensity and following customs, offering three types of bread: blanche, mi cuite, and mi grise. The study was conducted in partnership with the Francia Baker Federation to understand why most people choose their baguettes in this way. After visiting each of the boulangeries and asking their questions, the two French bakers concluded that most people asked wanted a mi cuite baguette. The French President Emmanuel Macron voiced his support for the calls to recognize the baguette as a national treasure of France. The United Nations cultural body UNESCO added the baguette to its annual list of intangible cultural heritage in 2019, recognizing it as an important part of France's national heritage. This recognition of the French bread culture is one that is respected and appreciated by many. French bakeries, producing French baguettes, are found in most French supermarkets, where you can purchase a baguette from a renowned artisanal savoir-faire. If you want to learn more about the culture of bread making in France and get hands-on experience with making your own, there are numerous bread making classes available all across Paris. These classes offer an insight into the traditional boulangerie culture, with participants learning how to make their own quality baguettes in the French way. Everything I learned about French bread I learned from POTUS takes this one step further. It covers the history of French bread, from the Parisian gnawing of decapitated baguettes to the use of terms like sourdough and quignon. It also goes into detail about how to find quality French bread in supermarkets, restaurants and bakeries, as well as which products are gluten-free. In France, where many gluten-free products are available on the market, it is important to know what type of flour and which method is used for making certain types of bread. Participants learn about classics such as brioche and milk rolls, but also regional specialties such as fougasse and kouglof. It also touches upon the subtle differences between each region in terms of flavors and textures.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Ray and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Jew and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.